Hello, you just reached MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. We're currently tying up phone lines and burning through cell minutes to get you closer to the guys on top of the boxes and over the wall down on Pit Road. Thank you for holding. You are now being connected to your hosts, Sammy Joe Francis and Rocco Williams.
Oh yes, the magic has begun. Thank you for tuning in to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I'm Sammy Joe Francis.
And I'm Rocco Williams. And Sammy, your hair looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I pay him to say those things. Okay, a lot going on this weekend, and I say weekend, but it actually, I guess it was an extended weekend for our NASCAR family because the race had to happen on Monday. Yes. Rocco made it happen on Monday.
First day of spring, it snowed out. They had a snowstorm, you know.
I feel like that just means our summer's going to be really hot.
They expected like 1 to 3 inches, and then got 5 to 6, and it was crazy.
I'm so glad I live in the South. I really am. We've got a couple of themes going on this week for Martinsville, or last week for Martinsville. Oh. Unluckiness.
Do tell.
Yes. Okay, so the unlucky streak has been broken for Clint Bowyer. He has finally won.
Yes, he did.
So these are my theories. Are you
took
ready?
Took him 5 years, but he won.
Right. And
what is your theory, Sammy?
Okay, the theory is, one, Sundays aren't his good days. He's just not lucky on Sundays.
No.
He should, I mean, this is not a good sport to be in if you're unlucky on Sundays.
No.
Neither is football, by the way. Unless you're in college. And then, you know, that I'm the lucky charm. Yeah.
No.
And I'm not just saying that because St. Patrick's Day was a couple weeks ago, but I legit am the lucky charm because back in October of 2012, the last time Clint Bowyer won.
In Charlotte.
Right. I was there covering it. And because I'm back in the NASCAR loop, clearly,
so you,
I'm the lucky charm.
The other 60,000 people don't matter. It's just you.
Yeah. No, not at all. It's totally me.
Well, I'm glad you discovered that you're Clint Bowyer's lucky charm.
It's the other 59,999 people that don't matter.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, it has nothing to do with his driving.
Okay, Miss Lucky. What else we got?
Yes. Okay. So not so lucky on pit road, since that's what we highlight here, is Zach Young, the Jackman.
Man. He got hit again on pit road, and this is not the first time Zach Young has gotten hit or had a head-on-head collision with a vehicle. And at a racetrack. You know, you're jumping in front of cars anyway. It takes a lot to do that. But with Zach, he has a propensity to hit them, and them to hit him. And I don't know what that is. And maybe because he has a little bit more gall, a little more tenacity to take those chances that other crew members
Is that what
won't.
It is?
It
is
might
that
be.
What, is that what we're calling it?
He just because might be a little bit more of a thrill seeker.
We can joke about this now because now we know that it wasn't anything terribly serious. I mean, it still sounds painful. Torn muscles in the leg, abs, and groin. So
we're just glad he's okay. And knowing Zach, he's going to make a full recovery and he's going to be back.
And then last time he got hit, what was the injury?
Broken arm.
So that's going to keep you out
a
little bit longer than torn muscles. He said he'll be out for a couple weeks. And the gas man had to hop in for him.
Yes, Evan Marshall. He's one of the teammates on the brother car, if I can call it the brother car. And he came and filled in. And he must have, Evan, I know Evan, he has a little bit of a jacking experience as well. He is the gas man, but doesn't do it as efficiently as Zach, but in that situation, you have to
Is that
adapt.
Something you prepare for?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to know all the different working components?
I've always wanted to know every position, except for tire changes. It's not realistic, you know, for my body style to be a tire changer. But when you
never
are a
Never say never, Rocco. I believe in you.
When you are a gas man, Sammy, you can make that transition to a jack man if you have a bit of athletic ability, if you practice it. And a lot of these guys, these athletes, they practice multiple positions for this situation. So they were lucky enough to have somebody that could seamlessly
And as
fit
unlucky
that void.
As it was to be hit by a car, at least it wasn't anything too serious. So, but still, thoughts and prayers to Zach Young in a speedy recovery. And then hopefully we'll see him out there again.
But it's not about Zach. It's about our guest today that we're going to talk about.
Oh, and we have two of them. It's very exciting. So coming up, we have Greg Stumpf. And Greg is artistic, which is my style. But this is why we have a beautiful helmet on set right here. I would put it on, but then I'd have helmet hair, and we just can't have that. And then after that, I have, or before that, rather, I have Ernie Pierce.
Yes, the winning Jackman.
Oh, yes.
Of the STP 500, Ernie Pierce.
Which I'm excited because I believe this is our first guest that won My in the boy. Week before, right?
Yes, yes, he has.
No, I'm saying this is our first guest.
That has won the week that we have, yes.
Yes, the week that we're reviewing.
Yes.
So coming up, we have Ernie on the line, and then after that, we have Greg. So lots of fun stuff coming up. You know what else is coming up?
What's
Memorial
that?
Day weekend?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Yes. Tell me what I'm doing for Memorial weekend.
Okay, what you're doing.
Please.
If
tell
you're
me.
Not in Charlotte for the race, you will be at the Country 500, and this is actually down in Daytona on Memorial Day weekend, which is May 25th, 26th, and 27th. Dirk Bentley, Chris Stapleton, Toby Keith, and Sugarland, just some of the major acts on hand. And you can go to country500.com for more information. And right after this, we'll have more MRN Crew Call.
Grunt style. The American fighting spirit is in everything we make. We are 500 patriots and veterans strong, bringing clothing manufacturing back to the United States of America. Always moving forward, never retreating, never giving up. We are Grunt Style, and this we'll defend. Get yours at gruntstyle.com.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me now?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, Dirks Bentley, Sugarland, Billy Currington, and so much more. Country 500, Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
Things happen fast in racing, and if you don't know where to look, you can miss it all. With Legend from Racing Electronics, you'll never miss another moment. Legend gives you live fan vision video, in-car cameras, and stats at NASCAR and other Premier Series events. And the next generation race scanner for unfiltered driver and crew audio at any motorsports event nationwide. NASCAR fans have never been closer to the action. Welcome to the future of the fan experience. Learn more by visiting racingelectronics.com.
Hello, MRN Crew Call. I'm sorry, Mr. France is currently on another line. Let me connect you to Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. And Mr. France isn't available, but Miss Francis is.
Ooh.
See what I did there?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good job, girl.
I know, it's greatness, but keep tuning in because we've got Ernie Pierce on the line. Ernie Pierce is the jackman for the victorious 14. Number 14 Clint Boyer car of the weekend. Ernie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Ernie, what's up, man?
What's up, Rocco?
You don't sound too hungover. You don't sound like your driver.
Hey, listen, man. I'm new into this, so I'm steady drinking water right now.
That is very responsible
of
you.
He's new into this.
That means my driver told me not to say anything about our victorious
times. I don't think I have to say too much. I think people know.
Yeah, well, after his tweet, which was, all right, I've got a bunch of bad decisions to make. So it's long overdue and deserved. I'm surprised I don't hear your grandfather clock chiming in the background.
Oh, it's
on the way. He's got to put it together.
Do you really?
Manually assembled.
Somewhat.
Well, we're.
It's not like IKEA. It's not like IKEA put together, but it's. You got to put a little bit of it together.
Oh, I'm going to need a report on this, Ernie, to see just how efficient you are at putting clocks together.
Well, it won't be me. Everyone else on the team, those are the handymen. I just get the car up. So
yeah. He's just going to get the clock up, but he's not going to put it together.
He says that because. He says that because he is the jackman, but you know, and earlier in our show, we talked about how the jackman has more than one function now. They have to put on tires as well.
Right,
Ernie,
right.
You do the single jackman philosophy, or are you guys the two-carrier philosophy, as in, are you the only jackman, or do you rotate?
Yeah, we're part of the single jackman philosophy, so it's more responsibility on one person as opposed to splitting it.
Well, you can only do that philosophy if you have a beast of a jackman, as I say. So therefore, you have designated yourself as the beast.
A very humble spirit, because Rocco is going to build you up, honey.
Hey, he's the man. He won the STP 500.
Look at this picture. This is a great picture. We've got your picture on the screen of you pointing out your grandfather clock, which is awesome.
Turned up. When did you know, Ernie, at the race, when did you have to start thinking about your victory lane celebrations? At what lap or what part of the race?
Honestly, I didn't want to think about it at all. So I was just kind of going through the physical motions of having to hang a tire. I think to everybody's surprise,
no caution.
We didn't go any cautions. And, you know, how often does that happen at Martinsville? You go an entire segment, you know, we come down P1 and put them back out P1, which was like great. But, you know, in the back of, all of our minds was, yeah, we're going to have to do this again. We still have four sets of tires to go. So,
what are you saying, Sam? Yeah. He was thinking about the money stop. And at Martinsville, with the lead that they had, and I was surprised just as well as Ernie, I was waiting for the caution to come. And just, I know Ernie was probably on the wall, and y'all were thinking about how y'all were going to do that. And just explain to us some of the trials and tribulations you have gone through this year to get to this point of where you are now, because it wasn't easy making this transition with the 5-man crew as well as gelling with your new team, right?
And on top of that, I want to know how this, I don't know if you're superstitious, but how that kind of looms in the back of your mind while you're working through this transition of all these new changes this year.
The transition wasn't too difficult. You know, I'm lucky enough that, being on the 14 team, you know, there's still a skeleton of what it was before, and so, you know, I have Josh Sebecki as the dedicated carrier, and I get to lean on him and have him teach me and learn from him exactly how he does things, what he looks for, the pitfalls of certain angles of hanging the tire and going in, and obviously because you're a carrier as well, the difference between light and heavy tires, and so how you can manipulate certain angles with your hands and driving and whatnot. And
absolutely.
And even to credit to Stuart Haas Racing, they have just a stockpile of really great carriers, and everyone's really helpful. So, you know, I have a lot of different guys I can go to and ask for help, and everyone's pretty open. But getting used to doing 5-man, it's challenging only because it's, you know, you're doing two jobs. And so now at this point, if I would assume if you're doing a single-man, jackman style, you're actually never really thinking about jacking the car as we would have with six guys, where you're trying to perfect the craft of being a jackman. Now we're at the point to where that almost takes a back seat, you know, because if you're in this situation, it's kind of the idea is put there that, okay, you are good enough to be a jackman. We need you to be able to carry, and we need somebody who can do both jobs. So this whole year has really been focusing on how to be a better carrier, how to get into a position fast enough to hang the left rear, because that is the Achilles heel of this whole transition. Whether or not you do a single jackman or a double jackman, someone's going to have to run around, get the car up on the left side, and then effectively and efficiently hang the left rear, because that ends up being the last person that you're waiting on. So,
are you guys happy with your times that you have been doing that in? And
specifically last week, this past week?
Yeah, actually last week it was nice. I don't know how much you guys have been following our team specifically, but we've kind of puttered along. We've had opportunities to be in a winning position and have fallen short in certain areas, but this was the week where, not only our times were great, what we did on pit road worked out. We had a dominant driver in Clint Boyer who came out. He didn't talk very much on the radio, like you could tell he was honed in. Brent had him locked in, and our crew chief Bug and everybody at Stuart Haas Racing, it was like the perfect storm of everybody being on their A game, and we walked away with a win.
And you can relate to that in your prior career as a ballet dancer at Kansas State, or?
A ballet dancer?
That's why your
footwork.
Listen,
don't hate on the ballet dancers, okay? They've got some serious skills. I would know.
Because Clint Boyer's a Kansas boy, and he played
Did he do ballet as well?
He played for some school nobody cared about, but he played.
Oh, my goodness. Ernie, I want to ask you, because a big factor into some of the other teams that we've talked to is the relationship that you have with a driver. How is your relationship with Clint Bowyer?
You know, it's not bad. It's part, you know, he's a nice guy. He's really funny. And when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work. And that's something that we're all very used to. Everybody's very passionate about that. But when it's, you know, when you, what you consider our downtime, which is a little bit before the race, you know, he's just like any other kid or any other guy.
I think it's funny that you use the word kid like any other kid, because when I was interviewing him back in October, he's one of the best interviews because he's so fun and he's just having a good time out there. But I think what you said about him not talking as much on the radio shows you how focused he was. Do you think that there's something to be said about that? When he talks less, do you know it's game time?
You know, it's, you know, I think certain drivers have reputations for being more vocal than others. But I think when you go and you're in a race where you're dominant as he was, and to Rob's point, I didn't do ballet. It was football, but I didn't go in it.
Well, since you're talking to us in your shower right now, I mean, you can, since that's what it sounds like, if you want to talk in your big man voice, feel free.
All right, hold on. I was using
there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Is that better?
Yo.
I could have said that like as soon as I got on the phone.
No, Ernie. We thought you were in the middle of a shower. We didn't want to
interrupt. You in your ballet practice.
You got to clean when you got to clean.
We know you're the winner. We know you just won STP 500.
He's like, I don't have time for interviews,
you're
guys.
On cloud nine. You're the man right now. So you got a whole week off.
I was showering with Old Spice Swagger. So.
I love it. Well, Ernie, Pierce, thank you for joining us. You can follow him on his social media, Instagram, at @Papa_EP. I'm assuming that stands for Ernie Pierce.
He's got a lot going
it
on besides racing. So it's, love your social media page. Shout out to your page.
Do you want to tell him he's the best?
First of all, Ernie Pierce is the best jackman in NASCAR, the best one on pit road right now, balling out on him. Stan Doolittle, you know, compared to Ernie Pierce.
Right.
You heard it from here first.
Ernie, thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you. And I don't have to live up to that. Appreciate it.
You better.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more MRN Crew Call right after this.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Grunt Style. The American fighting spirit is in everything we make. We are 500 patriots and veterans strong, bringing clothing manufacturing back to the United States of America. Always moving forward, never retreating, never giving up. We are Grunt Style, and this we'll defend. Get yours at gruntstyle.com.
After more than 1 million hours of development, the truck of the future has arrived. The new Cascadia from Freightliner. Inspired by science, driven by passion. It's loaded with driver-focused improvements, such as noise abatement technologies for an even quieter ride, an innovative wraparound dashboard for improved comfort, and a reimagined driver's lounge that promotes productivity and relaxation. Experience the new Cascadia at your dealer or online at Freightliner.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
This is MRN Crew Call. For English, press 1. Hello, we're chuffed to the pieces you've dropped by, love. We have more bits and bobs in store as we chin wag with this lass and laddie. Here's Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Rocco. Love the way she
Welcome
said.
Back
Rocco.
To MRN Crew Call. I think you love the way anybody
Rocco.
Says
it
the name
rolls
Rocco.
Off of Sammy. Rocco. Suzy
Presented
Q.
by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I'm Sammy Joe Francis.
Rocco
Williams and Greg Stump. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, yeah. Greg.
My name's not as cool as that. So
Stump.
It's Stump, yeah.
Yeah, but your job's cooler. So
yeah, it's not a bad job.
There's
yeah.
that. All right, so we brought you in because you were with Off Axis Helmets, right?
Perfect, yep.
And you make these things.
We make them look good. We don't make the car go any faster, but we definitely...
at least you look good.
We make the driver look good. I'm always telling them, when you get out in victory lane, leave the helmet on. You know, cover up that face a little bit. So.
Look good, feel good, race good.
Exactly. I'm good
Is
with
that your theory?
Get paid good.
Oh, that's definitely the theory. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about this, that you actually put together the helmets. It's not just the paint. Right.
Yeah, so when it comes to us from the factory, it's already together. It's ready to, you can ship it out and wear it just like it is. But
right.
to paint it, we have to take everything on the inside out, all the safety equipment, the visors, rubber trim, everything. So, yeah, here's a little video. All the padding,
okay.
Vents. I mean, there's a ton of these helmets. You think it's just a normal, motorcycle helmet you pick up at, Walmart or something, but there's a lot of work that goes into these. So just prep time alone is usually about a half day. Just to get the helmet ready for paint. Then you work with the team and sponsor, sometimes driver on design, stuff like that, and then you actually get to start painting it.
Do you have a favorite that you've done?
I got a couple. That's always a question.
Is
I get
the MRN?
The MRN one
is
good, yes. That was a fun deal with Tyler Versus, so he almost beat us on that, but we were victorious. I got a couple. We did one for Kenny Wallace. It was the last race, had a bunch of pictures all over it. We did Martin's for Homestead last year.
Like pictures that you drew or like pictures that you like, had from somewhere?
Had pictures from all over. So his wife and daughter gave us all these like wins and just important things in his life. Him and Dale Sr. And it was just cool to give him that thing because he didn't know about it. And so at Iowa, to hand him something like that and to almost bring a guy to tears like that, it was pretty cool. Same with Martin. Sherry wanted us to do a helmet. This isn't it. I can't get it from Sherry.
Right.
She says no, it's not leaving her possession. Mm-hmm. So
can't blame her.
Yeah, we did pictures of all of his wins from last year, and just to have a helmet that he won Homestead with, and to put on his mantle and tell stories. And then there's always Justin Allgaier's that I think they got some video.
Yeah, and this is adorable. This is his daughter Harper.
Harper, yeah. So she's 4 years old and
showing you up.
Yeah, she's gonna put us out of business one day, I think. Because how cool is that? He didn't know about it either.
He didn't.
This is her handing her
straight up daddy's girl too.
Exactly.
If you know Justin,
you can totally tell that he is wrapped around her finger.
So this is his chase helmet from last year that she gave it to him and said, "Go win me a championship." So is that?
And he did.
Almost. You should have. Yeah.
What got you into this? I don't think this is a normal thing that you're like. That most people don't know that this is a business.
Now, honestly, I didn't either until until after high school. I always painted helmets or t-shirts, whatever I get my hands on.
Right.
It was just whatever made money. So I started traveling with the dirt team after high school. Traveled, I think, every dirt track in the country, pretty much.
Wow.
And kind of started picking these up just kind of on a side money, kind of as a hobby. And just kind of started getting more bigger names, and people would catch on and see the stuff at the track. And a couple NASCAR drivers started to message me. And then after started getting a little bit of momentum, I moved to North Carolina, and we've been here ever since.
Who was your first driver?
First NASCAR driver was J.J. Yaley. Actually texted me, and he was with a small-time team back then. It was after
the
Gibbs
days. So it wasn't the 18.
Oh, no,
so it was
after those
the
days,
Gibbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was really cool, just to have a helmet at the track with a real NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing in the world.
And did you have sponsors on that, too? Because
I think
that's
we did.
Be...
I think it was just, kind of whatever he wanted back and then. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't like this where you got to have, things
Five
here.
RNG and all that.
Yeah, that's the coolest part about my job, honestly, is... there's so much of the fire suits you wear or the car. It's so much sponsor driven, and this is where logos have to be, and it has to be this size. This is the one thing the driver can kind of have,
customized.
And Martin can tell me, I like this or I like these helmets, and let's go this direction. And it's really cool to be able to work with those guys one on one, and especially being here in North Carolina, they can actually come to our shop and hang out.
Yeah. How many helmets do you currently have in the circuit? If you know, how many helmets you currently have in the circuit?
Last I counted, I think we do at least 30 drivers in all three series. Wow. So there's more picture stuff that you guys...
Well, who's your biggest competition then?
Oh.
You don't have to say their name, but is there
someone? I
was
actually...
Just say their number of their car.
For helmet or for painter?
For helmet. For painting helmets.
Honestly, there's a couple, but okay. I was in California last week and actually got to go to Troy Lee's shop.
Okay.
He's pretty cool. I've never been able to meet him. We've always kind of just crossed paths and been, nothing's lined up, but his shop is like, if I could get there one day, he's got about 50 years on me. So
if there's, is there a reason you moved to North Carolina, or is it because there is such a huge mecca of racing here?
It's just a lot easier. I mean, if you have a helmet that needs to be painted, and stuff happens so quick in NASCAR that, a sponsor might come on Tuesday and you're leaving for the track Thursday or Friday. These helmets take 30 to 40 hours to paint, but if you take a day out of shipping or 2 days out of, shipping to California or whatever, and we can take it on, it's a huge thing for us
to
be able to do that.
So start to finish, how quickly can you get a helmet done?
I would say about 2 to 3 days, maybe.
And that's a regular helmet, not your helmet, because your helmet we have to buy from Baby Gap or the kids.
That is true, yeah.
For your head.
It would be easier because it would be smaller.
You don't
take
a lot of space.
Okay, so is this how they can design it?
Yes, this is me designing it. It all starts on the computer first and then goes to a lot of tape work.
Okay.
I saw those flames.
Yeah, so everything,
flames.
So everything is hand taped, hand painted. It's not like we design it on a computer and just print it out and stick it on there.
So it's airbrushed, I see, on there. What if you accidentally make a mark? Do you start all over?
Nah,
do you just scrap it?
Easy enough for us. There's a lot of tricks we can do to wipe paint off.
But you never mess up, so you don't have to worry about
that. What I was going to say, too. I was going to say, too cocky, but yeah, we never mess up. Now, there's ways. If you saw something, we might see a mess up. But
what year is that helmet right there?
This year.
That was this year.
Williams.
Oh, that looks good.
Not Jeff Gordon's.
What I'm saying. The color.
William
Byron,
yeah.
I wanted to say it was mine.
Yours?
But I was like, I got one like that, but no.
Rocco really wants one now. He wants like a
I did follow you back in the days with the flames, and you did like you rocked him pretty well. So,
hey, you slaughtered out.
You slaughtered out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about the slaughter.
Oh, we're going to get him saying it. That's right.
I mean, I wish I had a cool, a saying like that.
You do.
I need to start my own hashtag of...
Well, I'll come up with one for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I definitely will.
We'll go to the drawing board on that. What's your favorite part about designing helmets?
Probably the end, to see it go out the door and to see your friends, win with it on. We painted Tyler Reddick's in just a couple days. Again, another thing that came across really late. And to go to Daytona and, watch one of your buddies have one of the closest wins in NASCAR history, and to get out with your helmet on in victory lane and Gatorade going everywhere, that's the coolest thing ever for me. Like I said, I don't make the car go any faster. I don't pit it. I don't do anything to make it look anything better. But
feel good, though.
Yeah, to make it, to see your stuff get out in victory lane on such a big stage is the coolest thing.
Final question: does it make you root for some drivers more than others because you're like, they have my helmet?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're definitely a team. All my guys back in the shop, we have five guys there and we all paint different helmets and. They kind of have their own drivers, so if Crafton comes in or Allguy, it pretty much goes to the same artist every time. So, even my guys are rooting against each other in the shop when you have so many, because a lot of times we'll have five or six drivers that could go for the win on any race, and my artists will be rooting against each other, so it's pretty fun in the shop.
That's kind of nice. Well, Greg Stump, thank you so much for joining us here on MRN Crew Call. That's with Off Access Helmets.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Right?
He's not going anywhere. We're going to keep you right here.
Yeah.
We're going to kick Rocco out. How's that?
I got to give me a helmet, mate.
We'll be back with more MRN Crew Call right after this.
Grunt style. The American fighting spirit is in everything we make. We are 500 patriots and veterans strong, bringing clothing manufacturing back to the United States of America. Always moving forward. Never retreating, never giving up. We are Grunt Style, and this we'll defend. Get yours at gruntstyle.com.
In an age where sports fans raid their college funds to pay for parking, where a single beer could cost $9, one tailgating paradise shines in the darkness. It's the only Saturday night of pure action that's BYOB. And there's always free parking. Coming soon to a track near you. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Night Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, May 12th. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
Hello, MRN Crew Call. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me transfer you to someone who actually cares. Here's Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel.
Yep.
And we've got our friend still on set with us.
We're sizing him up. I'm going to make a tire changer out of him.
I didn't go anywhere.
Off axis.
I can be a tire changer.
Yeah.
I'm small enough. I can do it.
Oh, we can do it. It's not about small. It's your coach and what he teaches
and
you.
And slowness.
I can do that.
We can instill the slow in.
I used to change dirt late model tires, but he had two laps to do it instead of 14 seconds. It was a lot easier.
I have to ask you this because Easter is coming up. So I need to know, like, do you just crush everybody in the Easter egg dyeing contest? Because you're like, listen, I do this all the time.
I always think that every year I'm like, I'm going to color some Easter eggs this year. And I never get the chance to do it because we're just so busy.
That's our challenge to you.
Yeah,
we should need custom eggs from you.
That should be a Tyler Versus deal. We should have done that. Dang
now
it.
Now we know. Okay, and you've got a podcast as well. Do you want to plug your podcast? Tell everybody
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's just the Off Axis Podcast, and it's on our website, Off Axis Paint. So
what is it?
Every week we just have a driver come in and kind of just sit down and ask them how they got here. You know, how everyone's story is kind of different of, you know, how they brought in, if they lived in North Carolina, if they moved, you know, halfway across the world or country. So it's always cool just to sit down one-on-one and, you know, really relax and just kind of hear the stories.
And your social media is at Off Axis Paint, Axis having two X's. Why does it have two X's?
It only has one X.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody just has a typo.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I love this.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to have to invite you over for Easter so we can paint some Easter eggs.
We
and then
it.
I can show up and Rocco can look, you know, like
yeah,
weak sauce.
If you're good at hiding them, I can definitely find them. So let's do it.
This is amazing. Well, thank you for joining us on MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. Stay tuned. We've got Coast to Coast hosted by Hannah Newhouse and Kyle Rickey coming up at 1 p.m. We'll see you next week.
You got it.